Well, hey, everybody. Pastor Eric here again with Rivers United Church. And this is our second video in a series that we're doing right now of just putting out some extra content to help families in our church and in the communities that our church serves navigate this hyper intense time that our world is facing. And so today I'm being joined by a friend of mine. His name is Jackie. And Jackie, why don't we go ahead and I'm just going to let you introduce yourself and how whatever you want to say about yourself, how we got to know each other, what you do. Just take it away, Jackie. Who is Jackie?
Yeah. Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here and glad to connect. First, I'll share how we met. I believe we met, it's been years now, in the digital spaces. And we met and we were part of a mastermind together. And that was, I think, before we were really kind of figuring this thing out, what we're doing right now to use technology to reach people. And it was a really formative time that mastermind was for me into what God would do in our lives later on. So first, that's the first thing. Yeah. And second, I'm a speaker and an author, the author of The Seven Rings of Marriage, which is my book that kind of outlines the different seasons that couples who have lasting and fulfilling marriages go through. And my wife and I both are speakers. We speak at marriage conferences and retreats. And most recently, we joined the Family Life Weekend to Remember Speaker team. So those are the big things that we do there. Kind of just really use our story and what God has done through our mess to show his grace and to be a blessing to us so we can be a blessing to other couples as well.
Hey, that's great. And below this video, if you're watching on YouTube or on our website, I'll make sure I link to your book because you can get it anywhere. I've seen it, you know, even in, you know, like Barnes and Nobles or something like that. So, yeah, so we'll make sure we link to that. And today what you and I are going to talk about is marriage. You know, in yesterday's video, we talked parenting. We're going to be putting out a video tomorrow where we're going to be talking, with a chaplain from a nursing home about, what, you know, about how, you know, how to respond to this if you are a senior citizen in that vulnerable population that people are talking about so much. And then what can we do as people with senior citizens close to us in our lives? And so that's going to be tomorrow's video, but today is marriage. And Jackie, like we talked about before we started the recording here, would you say, I think because of your expertise of the seven rings of marriage, you know, there are certain stages that a marriage is in that's probably more vulnerable to, maybe not more vulnerable to tension, having tension in their marriage, but maybe more likely to be impacted in a negative way. Would that be true?
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes it's circumstantial. Sometimes it's things that rise to the surface between you and your spouse, just the inner sin in us. But some marriages are really going to be at the point during this crisis that it could be very scary for them.
Yeah, yeah. And so and the other thing is I just thought of, none of us, no matter where you are in your stage of marriage or how long you've been married or what your marriage has survived or thrived through, I haven't found one person that has experienced anything like this before in their life.
No, not anybody living today.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are, we're going through our day-to-day life, you know, a month ago, even 3 weeks ago, like, hey, life is pretty going along, typical. And now all of a sudden this week, bam, you know, so many things for so many families are changing. People are working from home possibly. There's a whole new issue with, you know, homeschooling and childcare because schools are closing or are closed. And then a lot of people are living under a significant amount of new stress dealing with their finances. And so Jackie, what do we do as a married couple right now to amidst all of the noise of coronavirus, amidst all of the noise of economy impacts, amidst all of that, what do we do to safeguard, protect, and work on our marriages through this?
Yeah, there's so much pressure and so much uncertainty that it is just, it's like a time bomb for a marriage specifically, where it could just blow up. But some of the things that we were actually, Stefan and I, my wife just had we did a Facebook Live yesterday just to address this, because we just kind of, we know that there are couples out there that are not being intentional. And that's the thing that one of the things that we recommended was, you're going to be thrown in this situation where maybe you've never worked together at home or work together, period. So now you're stuck in the house, majority of people, with your kids, and maybe you've never homeschooled or taught your kids. So now you've got that, you've got all these different things. You don't have the outlet of going out and seeing other people or going to work and, or going to the gym or whatever it is. And so you just feel bottled up. But at the same time, there's so many pressures and so many things that have to be, like a bunch of fires right now that you have to address and tend to. And so when you have all those fires, you tend to not take care of the other things. And so the other things become your marriage. And that was our biggest point, is like, don't forget the basic things of your marriage. Don't forget to, like we talked about, dating, at home dates. We have date night every week. We're trying to have at home dates every week. And our house is not this big giant house where we can go and get away and the kids can't hear us and we can't hear them. They're going to be in the next room over, probably the next wall over, able to hear our conversation and vice versa. So the biggest thing is really be intentional and just kind of slow, use this opportunity of slow down and enjoy being right now. We have honestly been praying about this, not the virus and all that, but just a slowdown time. God gave us that and more, and we don't know how long it's going to last. And so we're appreciative of however long it lasts. And our big thing was, we don't want to go through this and it, you know, be where it is right now, 3 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it may be. And we come out and we haven't taken the time to really appreciate that time and slow down and have conversations with just us in our marriage. So that's the thing. Be intentional, enjoy this time. Fix your perspective. And like, God has brought this, he has allowed it to happen. So now we have the choice of how we respond to it. Respond in a way with gratitude. It's like, man, this is great. I get to spend as much time as I want to with my wife or my husband without anybody telling me I need to be here or any schedule dictating things like that.
No, that's a really good point, because a lot of families do live based upon what their calendar is telling them to do and the demands put on them by everybody else. And so suddenly here we are in a situation where it's, you've got time. And I think you're not the only one that out there has been thinking, I wish I had more time for my family. I wish I had more time for my marriage. Not saying that any of us think that the way it's happening is good. You know, we're not advocating that, you know, by no means. So I think God is punishing the world or, you know, anything like this. Like we live in a fallen, broken world. We're not surprised. Right. This isn't surprised God. Right. But you're saying, hey, listen, here you are. There's nothing you can do about it. You're in the situation.
Right.
So at this point, let's make the most of it and not just survive it. And that's, I think, the mentality some people have. Let's survive. You're saying you think marriages can actually thrive during this and come out on the other side stronger?
Yes, totally. And that's our perspective, and that's our hope. That's what we're working on. So we're like, what are all these things that we did not get a chance to do? Because I mean, literally, our schedule. I'm in addition to what we do as far as our marriage brand and ministry and regular work activities and school stuff. I'm a basketball coach and a baseball coach, youth basketball coach, youth baseball coach. Monday through Thursday, I had basketball practice. Had two practices on Thursdays. One for the school, one for our club team. Fridays, we take our boys to a local high school basketball game and or do date night, depending on which day the basketball games were. Saturday, there'd be some sort of games or something going on. Sunday was church activities, grocery store, and a baseball practice. So that was our – and that's just the sports stuff of it. That doesn't include anything else. We travel to speak and all that. So it's super, super busy. So we're like, okay, we want to do this. There was a devotional that we had on our bookshelf that we were super, super excited about. It's been there for a year. We finally got a chance to go through that. We broke it out yesterday. So we're like, all right, how can we pour into our marriage during this time? What books can we read? What movies that we wanted to watch can we sit home and watch? What meals can we make together? So Stefana has been, my wife is, she's into fitness, but she's really, really intent on trying to get her meal planning right. But that's one of her areas that she struggles in is planning. So today, you know, meal plan, I made breakfast for her so she didn't have to worry about it. So things like, we'd have been rushing out the door to get kids to school and all that. I want to be able to take my time and do that. So appreciate those things and serve your spouse in a way that, not that you couldn't do it before, but there were so many other things that pulled you away from it or distracted from it. Now you have the time and the bandwidth, hopefully, to be able to serve. Now, yes, you still got, maybe there's money issues and all those things as well, but just slow it down. And again, it goes back to how you view it. If you say, we're going to survive it, you're going to just survive it. But if you say, this is awesome and we're going to thrive through this, then you will do exactly that.
That's good. Especially if you do some of the things you just said. That was a great list of like very practical things. And I can't remember. I think it was either something you said one time, because I've been following you and Stefana and your marriage stuff for a while. And I don't know if it was in the book or on your blog or some video or sometime, but at one point you gave some advice about you've got a schedule, and a lot of people schedule, you know, date, not enough, but if there's time that you also need to have a conversation about something heavy and weighty, set a time, say, hey, listen, you know, Tuesday night after the kid, like, we need to sit down and we need to have a conversation about our finances. I'm stressed about it. You know, we don't need to do it now. It doesn't need to happen trickling through meals and, you know, da, da, da. But set a time. And I think you even said, like, ask, like, would Tuesday night be okay for you if we sit down? But it was just intentional to say that. And I remember Marissa and I have taken that advice and we've done it, like, hey, this is something I'm feeling I want to talk about. When would be a good time for you to talk about it? You know? Yeah. And she's generally like, oh, you know, next Thursday. And my response is always like, right now.
Right.
Because
right.
Now that you've told me about it, all I'm going to think about is what you right. just said. So, but I remember that advice and I think that was good. So yeah. So I just full of great advice, full of good stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Good. I appreciate it. Yeah. That was something that we learned from somebody else, I'm sure. And you know, what happens is a lot of times you have those conversations and maybe it's not something heavy, but it's something important. And you have them in passing. And for me, if you have a conversation with me in passing, I've got 45 other thoughts going on right here. So that in passing is probably going to go right in one way and out the other. And I won't remember. And then she's going to look at me like, we talked about this. And I'm gonna be like, no, we didn't. That's why you set a time. And that's why you get agreement too. So those heavy things, it's maybe it's not the in passing thing, but it's just not the ideal time to talk about it right there. Either emotions are too high. Maybe you don't have a lot of time and so you feel pressured, but just be proactive and schedule those things just like you would schedule a date night or a meeting or whatever it may be.
No, that's really good. I think that's really solid advice right now. And don't be afraid to seek out, you know, experts. There are plenty of places. And even as right now in this situation, you know, a lot of counselors may be closing their office hours. There's a whole lot setting up telemedicine and therapy and stuff like that. So it's the healthy people that are the ones that sought, you know, help.
Yep.
And so, So anyway, I think we've covered that. So listen, yep. I just want to say thank you so much. Now, you've got other great stuff, and I'm going to link to your blog, JackieBledsoe.com. I'll link to that in the notes below. Seven Rings of Marriage. I know there's a small group curriculum resource for that. Is there an individual or couples devotional guide that goes with that?
No, there's a small group curriculum that does go with it, but not anything individual. We have actually created something online for the individual couples, but we took it down as we were transferring over from all of our marriage content from my blog, JackieBledsoe.com, to our marriage brand, HappilyMarriedCouples.com. That transfer is not complete yet. Eric and I were just talking about that before we got here and started recording that. I've been slacking, so I need somebody to pressure me and say, get it out, get it ready, let's go.
Put it back on Jackie Bledsoe.
Yeah, I might need to do that. I might need to do that, but we got time now.
Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is that and the answer may be no. Is that in a resource you can send me that I can add it to the notes in this video?
It's not. Unfortunately,
I told you I was putting you on the spot.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But you might force me to get it in that means. So sometimes we just need a little nudge, need a little help.
Anyway, I mean, the book, I've read the book. there's definitely no doubt about it. A couple can grab the book and, you know, and in fact, grab two copies, one for him, one for her. But read a chapter at a time and just ask, hey, what'd you think of this? Have we passed through this stage? Is this a stage coming up? How do we prepare for this stage? And, you know, the last ring, the mentoring, like, man, that was great to see and read. And then Marissa and I was able to have some intentional conversation around how do we want to reach that stage well? You know, yeah. how are we going to get there? And so good stuff. Well, Jackie, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule today and your day and sharing this. Any parting thoughts, nuggets, anything like that you want to share before we close this video out?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I just want to encourage whoever is watching, listening, that where we are right now, this crisis and all this stuff is you can't come out better than you went into it in your marriage. And that has been what my wife and I have been saying to each other. We're going to come out of this better than we went into it. And that doesn't mean your marriage is bad at the time. You can have a good marriage and come out great. I think every couple can do that. And we want to help you guys. So be encouraged. This is not a surprise to God. And he is doing some amazing things in some couples right now.
All right. Hey, everybody, thanks for taking a little bit of time out of your day watching this or listening to this. Make sure you go, you know, feel free to share this with others. And please know that if you want to make sure you're getting updates on other things that the church is pulling together in response to this season, make sure you head over to our website, riversunited.church. And if you're already there watching this video, then just scroll down and it says Digital Weekly. Click on that, sign up for our Digital Weekly. That's our email. And we're using that list to keep everybody up to date with new resources, what's happening on, you know, for Sunday morning services and all of that kind of stuff. And so Jackie, thank you very much for doing this, and everybody watching, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, and feel free to share this. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, everyone.